Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. So I just went to the internet and I looked up, what is it going to cost to get a case of Aguila, A-G-U-I-L-A, 22 long rifle cartridges. That would be 50 in a box, 100 boxes, $1.47 per box, $147 for 100 boxes in a sealed case. Shipping is going to be $54 total price, $201. What a great way to go. I suggest you consider it because I remember buying them years ago. And they were 89 cents a box. I remember actually at 59 cents, but that was in the 60s. Back in the 80s, 90s, they were about roughly $1 a box. So now $1.47, what a great way to go considering the enormous inflation that we've been having. And you can still get them. And these are great. Aguila, A-G-U-I-L-A. And you get them at standard velocity, 40 grain. Or you can get the high velocity, and roughly $1.50 a box. I suggest you do it. And the Ruger 10/22, I found one new at Cabela's. I don't suggest buying new. I suggest buying used. That way you don't have to pay the sales tax on it. Go to a gun show, pay your $10 admission, find some guy that's selling it, and you should be able to get one for $200. Brand new one, $229.99. Is Cabela's price, so you should be able to get it for less than that. So those are my thoughts. Gwyneth, you want to talk about buying used rather than new anyway, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I just trying to get a one firearm. Firearms don't age, from what I understand. So if it was a firearm that was made 50 years ago or 100 years ago that takes 22 rounds, if it's been well looked after, as I understand it, it's going to work just as well as the day that it was made, just about. Is that right, Vincent?
Absolutely. And, if the bore is nice and clean and it's been oiled and kept, out of the barn, yeah. It's kept, inside where the humidity doesn't act on it, absolutely. If it's been well taken care of, certainly. I have seen, I'm not going to say whether I have them or not, we'll say I've seen rifles from World War II that have been through the war that are still functioning. And I'm talking about these things have been used to bash people's heads in. They have been used to shoot. They have been dragged through the mud. They've gotten rained on, snowed on. They've been through the war, and they still work perfectly well. So a good quality rifle, pistol, shotgun is the way to go. And if you don't know the name of it, it's probably not worth buying, okay? So if it's some name you've never heard of, forget it, okay? You want this thing to go bang every time you squeeze that trigger. So there are plenty of names that you recognize. I don't need to mention them. But if it's got a name that you don't recognize, I would not buy it. Okay? And as I have a friend, his name is Ashley. And Ashley is an auctioneer, and he says, this is his quote, because I asked him how things were selling in auctions years ago, and this is worth remembering, good stuff sells good, junk is always junk, okay? And that's absolutely true for a firearm. So the last thing I want to do is be in a position where I need it to go bang and have it go click. I don't want that to happen. So I want it to work right every time. So that's why I would recommend getting a name that you know. And it's going to cost a little more for a name that you know rather than some name you've never heard of. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would absolutely tend to agree because the thing with firearms is they are such a thing as fine manufacturing, you know. And you can't... my dad was a master engineer, and gunsmithing was something that he did. He had two firearms, both in childhood, and I never knew it until he sold them. And I turned around to him at the age of about 15 when he saw them up for sale, and I said, "What are you doing?" And that was at, you know, at the time, I think the Hoddle Street massacre in Melbourne had just happened. And, you know, there was a lot of gun buybacks in Australia at the time. And he said, "Oh, no, I don't want them anymore. I don't want the risk of them." And I thought at the time that he was a fool, and I told him so. And it wasn't often that I called my father a fool, because usually he wasn't. Usually he was a very wise man. But the two firearms that he had were a .303, and it was actually a Lee Enfield .303. And he had a .22 of an unknown brand. And if you are lucky enough to ever, 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 ever come across a Lee Enfield .303, please snap it up if you are at all able to. Because they are one of the best firearms that was ever made. The only thing is, if you try shooting a squirrel, is that you'll probably blow it to pieces. So that's what a .22 .303.
You know, they
In
World War II, soldiers were exposed to training rifles, and some of them were chambered in .22. And there is an Enfield .303 chambered in .22, so you can have, you know, the comfort of not receiving the recoil of a .303 battle rifle cartridge, but you can feel the full heft and weight with a training rifle chambered in .22. And the Nazis also had their version, and it was the it was like the K98K rifle, also chambered in .22. It wasn't called that, but it was like the K98K chambered in .22. And they're still around. You can still get one, and you can still shoot one. Now the barrels are pretty worn because they've had millions of rounds through them. But what a collector's piece, and what a great thing to have, a piece of history. So, yeah, and maybe George can comment on that one day when I'm sure he's seen them and can comment on the Enfield .303 trainer and also the German version. Yep, and I'm sure we had our versions too. But, guys, I think now is the time, and I really want to make sure that you hear me very clear 5x5. There's going to be a time when it's going to be very difficult to get these things. And right now, in many locations, you'll have to check out your own, because don't blame me if you get arrested for buying privately, but check and see if you can go to a gun show in your state and buy privately from someone who's selling. And here's how it goes. I've said this before. So, for example, a guy will be walking around, and he'll have a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun with him, and he'll be carrying it in the gun show. And really what that means is it's probably for sale. So you can walk up to him, and you can say, "Hi, are you selling that?" And he'll probably say, "Yes." He may say no. He may say, "I just bought it." You say, "Well, great. Looks like you got a great find. Good on you," or, you know, "Congratulations, it looks great." But if he says, "No, it's for sale," then the next thing you say is, "May I see it?" And he'll hand it to you. And then you take a look at it and see if it's what you want, and you can ask him how much it is. And let's say he says $400. You say, "Oh, okay." And then you look at it. And then other people are going to walk close because they want to see if you found something that they missed. and they're going to kind of zoom in on you. So you can kind of say, well, let's go over here and walk to another area. You know, invite the guy that's selling it to come with you. That way maybe you'll lose this little bit of a crowd that you've generated. Because that happens. That's happened to me many times. And then you can say, okay, is it complete? Does it work? Have you tested it? Why are you selling it? If he says, well, I've got too many, or I just bought it to sell, and maybe he hasn't tried it out. Maybe he doesn't know if it works or not. Maybe it doesn't work. So use your own judgment. If he says, no, it's my personal rifle, my personal pistol, that's okay. And you say, are you from the state? I am. And then if he is and you are, then it's probably legal. But check it out. Make sure it's legal in your state. And then you can negotiate, and you can say, well, you want $400. Would you consider taking less? And he may say no. Or he may say, I'll tell you what, how about $375? And you say, well, I was really thinking $350. And then if you really want it, you start. Or you can say, how much did you say? I'll say $400 and start pulling some money out, some greens. I'll tell you what, I think I can peel out $350. And once he sees the green, he's more inclined to take the $350. Okay? But you have to determine what it's worth to you. And most of the time it's legal to do that. Just like if you went to a garage sale and somebody were selling a refrigerator. It's just like that. It's personal property. But check with your state, because if you live in some states, it's not legal. Now, in Missouri, it is. It is. It's absolutely legal. So check the rules, regulations, and laws. And if there's a cop there, you know, on the way in, you can say, hey, I'm from this state. Is it legal for me to buy a gun from an individual? I'll tell you. I'll probably say, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. But it's uncomfortable. But you can in many locations. So check it out before you go. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would say probably buying from a private person at this point in time is probably the better way to go. You know, and paying cash. Because you've got to be aware of the times that we're going into. And, I just say to this to people out there, go and read the history book.
Can you speak up, Gwyneth? Can you speak up maybe a little louder, because it's really fuzzy?
Okay. Go and see the history books and see what happens in these sorts of times that we're heading into right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a time when things can turn very, very quickly. These items can become almost unobtainable overnight. And, you know, it's something where you've really got to get it as a priority as soon as possible, especially with all this carry-on in the Middle East. We're heading into really, really apocalyptic times. And you are going to absolutely bless the day that you bought that firearm. When there's a bunch of people attacking your real estate and you're able to defend it. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. You know, I sleep with a stick with lead in it. I do. And there's a book that you should buy, class. It's called The Shooter's Bible. Shooter's Bible. Right now it's paperback. It's $17 on the internet. And there are a couple books like that, Shooter's Bible, Gun Buyer's Guide, and that will tell you all of the choices that you have. And you might read that cover to cover and figure out what you want before you go to the gun show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
71 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So when I was younger, I was quite dyslexic, and I decided to overcome my inability to read because the words would jump around on the page. So I decided to read and read and read a lot about things I was interested in. And there's another book I suggest you consider. It's called A Gun Digest. The current edition is 2019. It's available on Amazon. I'm not saying buy from Amazon, but it's $29.99 in paperback on Amazon. I suggest that you don't buy the electronic version. If you're going to buy a book, buy the book with pages and paper and a cover. And I actually like hardcover the best, but this is only available in paperback. $29.99 is called Gun Digest. Now, this is the number one go-to book about most aspects of guns, shooting, hunting, personal defense, target practice, gun making, collecting, lots of articles in it. But it'll show pretty much every handgun, shotgun, rifle that's available, has been available, and about what it should cost. If I'm not mistaken, this book has the prices, the current prices, in three different conditions, like brand new almost condition versus just good condition. So it'll give you an idea of what it should cost. It may cost more or less if you go to a gun show when you go to buy it. But do your research before you go to buy it. Okay? And you'll, that $30 seems like a lot of money, but you'll save probably more than that by knowing what in the heck you're doing, and you won't be making a mistake. Now, if you're buying a .22, and you get the Ruger 1022, if you pay a fair price for it, you're not making a mistake. Okay? All of our children have been trained with Ruger 1022s. But first, they were trained with bolt-action rifles, 22s. And then they graduated to lever-action. And then they graduated to the semi-automatic Ruger 1022. But the Ruger 1022 is, if you're going to buy just one 22 in a rifle, that's the one. It's as simple as that. Gwyneth, you were talking about buying things used, avoiding paying taxes legally by buying things that other people have already paid the tax on. Great way to go. You want to continue with that?
Yeah, I would actually. I'm just recovering here from really, really bad financial times that we've been in for about the last 6 months or so. And part of that was my computer died. And so I had to replace my computer, which was a Dell 5520, and it died of old age after 13 years. How's that? That's geriatric, as far as most computers are. But anyway, it finally died. You know that it's dead when the CMOS ROM BIOS chip packs it in. There's no cure for that. And that's what happened with this particular computer. And, but you know something, I bought a new second-hand computer from the pawnbrokers for $300. And it's a really good brand. Acer is also a good brand of computer. And probably when it was new, which was only probably about 3 years ago, it would have sold brand new for around about $1,500. And I bought it for $300. And it's, you know, it's the past performance of my last computer, which was of a similar quality. Was there any indication? It's probably got between 7 and 10 years of life left in it. You know, and it's because I tend to care for my computers. And, you know, if you, that's $1,200 that you're saving. Somebody else has already forked out the $1,500. It's depreciated already. It's probably not going to lose much more value, you know. If you do this, if you buy second-hand, then really you're not losing out on the quality. Because I bought this computer, and my son had a look at it, and he said, "Hey, Mom, can I have this computer?" Because he said, "This computer will play all my video games that I want to play." And I hummed and hawed about it. And I finally decided, no, Mom's going to keep this one. Okay, because he had a computer anyway. And maybe it didn't do quite all the things that he wanted it to do. But I said, well, I really, I would like to keep this computer.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's naming longtime U.S. diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien, to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor. Most recently serving as Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
President Trump says this morning he's ordering more sanctions on Iran, though he hasn't elaborated. It follows weekend attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which many are blaming Iran for. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yes, you can do it. And I just checked the date on the computers. I bought 7 computers that I use for broadcasting here. So I was on the internet and I found some computers at Dell, and I'm not going to say the number to make it easy to for our detractors to hack us. So I'll just say this, that they are 11 years old. I bought 7 of them, and my plan was, well, if if one or two are quit, I'll have others to cannibalize. So I bought seven of them. The total price was $350, delivered, shipped, and that included the seven computers, the seven monitors, the seven keyboards, the seven mice, the seven power cords, and the seven copies of Windows. So I paid $50. Yes.
I'm getting Springlight again. I'm going back to the house to get the new battery. If I drop out, could you get the engineer to call me back in a moment?
Sure. Be glad to. Be glad to.
I had a full
battery. So, Jason, and we're having some...
Gone. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do that, and I'll ask Jason to call you in 5 minutes. How about that?
That'll be great. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, there you go. So, class, interesting. So Gwyneth lives on a small farm in Australia. She lives off the grid. In order to do this broadcast, she has to go outside to get a cell phone signal. And why is she using a cell phone? Well, because her landline price has increased to $100, actually over $100 per month. We used to have great reception, and she's having a real tough time with cell phone reception. So she has to walk out high on a hill outside, and this is their winter, and that's how dedicated she is. Now, does she get paid? No. No, she doesn't. I am not interested in buying anything new. I really am not. I've said that. Would I want a tractor, a brand new John Deere tractor with all the bells and whistles? Would I want that compared to my old 1984 tractor? Absolutely not. There was a guy that when I was in Virginia, there was a guy that came to our farm and he heard we were moving and he wanted to buy some of our items. And he really wanted this John Deere tractor that I have. It's a John Deere Model 2950. It's a six-cylinder straight diesel. It's got 8-speed transmission, front-end loader, and he really wanted it. And he said he wanted it because it's longer than the new ones. The new ones are more compact, shorter, more bouncy, harder on the back, and he wanted one that was comfortable. Well, I don't make them like this anymore. It weighs 10,000 pounds. The new ones have aren't cast iron from the front to the back. They're these little turbocharged four-cylinder engines. And I guess the salesman says that's a great way to go because, heck, you don't have to have a big six-cylinder engine. You can have this little four-cylinder engine that sips fuel. Not really. It takes about the same amount of fuel to do the same amount of work. So I really like that big John Deere tractor. And Jason, please let me know when you get Gwyneth, okay? I have a couple items that I can share with you. So when you buy a house. Let's say you're going to buy a different house. Why would you buy a house when you go to the kitchen? You go, wow, this is a really nice kitchen. It's got new appliances, stainless steel stove, stainless steel dishwasher, stainless steel refrigerator, freezer combination. What about the range hood? Does it vent outside? Why would anybody buy a house that has a stove that does not vent the fumes outside? Why? I can't imagine. I've been in houses that professional designers have said, you know what? We can put an island over here. We can put the stove in the island or the range top on the island. No provision for venting the steam, the gas fumes, the burn smells out of the house. Why? Why would anybody do that? I don't know. And I've seen these television snippets of these real estate programs where you can buy this house, and this is awesome because it's got these closets, and it's got this place for it to store your 200 pairs of shoes, and it's got a garage that does, it's all neat and clean, except it doesn't have a workbench. It doesn't have lighting. It doesn't have outlets. There's no place for a compressor. I don't get it. I don't get it. People are not thinking. But what they are thinking about is the view. That's really important. It's got to have a great view. To me, I'm interested in durability, strength, longevity, value. Value doesn't mean the cheapest. Value means the best for the money. That's what I'm interested in. But I still can't understand why anybody would buy a house without having a vent for the stove or the cooktop. Now, maybe the thought is, well, we'll just cut a hole in the wall and we'll just stick one in there. Well, to me, when we built our farmhouse, that was really important to me. So that means that the stove is not on an island. Now, you can have a range hood that ducts upward, and you can have the ductwork in the ceiling, and you can run out to an outside wall. But that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And the ones, those cooktops that have the, you can grill on them, and they have such a strong fan that they will pull the air from the surface of the grill downward. That doesn't make any sense either. I know a guy who got one of those. And he used to have gas logs in the living room. And he would turn on the stove and start grilling on his Gen Air grill in the kitchen. And it would draw so much air through that fan downward that it would blow out the flame in the living room. So you need to think about things like that. And since we're in the kitchen, let's talk about countertops. We don't have a quartz countertop. We don't have a Corian countertop. We don't have an expensive countertop. We just have the simple Formica Wilson Art style, you know, the laminate. And we don't slide things across the counter. We don't slide cups. We don't slide dishes. We don't slide cans. We don't put a can on the counter and use a manual can opener and grind the bottom of the can into the countertop. Our countertops, after 15 years, look almost the way they looked when we first put them in. Because we're careful. We don't scratch the countertops. Now, if you have a coffee mug, a ceramic coffee mug that came from China, you'll probably find the bottom is rough. Well, it doesn't have to be. You can take some emery, you can take some carborundum paper, you can even take sandpaper. And you can sand those rough edges that will grind into your countertops, scratch your countertop. You can grind them off and make it smooth. That's what we do. We use emery, or we use carborundum, or we use sandpaper. So they've all been sanded smooth. And that's what I suggest you consider doing if you have that problem. And you tell everybody now, so, you know, what we're not going to do is we're not going to slide and scratch the countertop. We want it to last. Now, does it make sense to buy a granite countertop? I don't know. Why would it? Why would it make sense to spend $5,000 on a counter that, maybe in 10 years you're not going to like the color of? Maybe this year's color might be a tan. Maybe next year's color or the year after might be black and white. Or orange, or brown. Why would you do that? Why would you spend so much money for something that you're never going to be able to replace? Whereas you can spend maybe 1/6 the price or less on a Wilson Art or from Formica top. That's what we have in our farmhouse. We don't have any brass chandeliers. Not one. Not one. There is nothing in our house that is for show. Nothing. Everything that we have is for go, for durability, for the long run. Everything. So instead of having fancy chandeliers, we have extra trusses, high joists, thicker floors. Instead of having this beautiful laminate floor, we don't have any of those. What we have is oak. White oak. White oak is about 10% harder than red oak. And it's 3/4 inch thick, and it comes from Missouri. And there are lots of different grades. You can buy the very, 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 very best grade, and you can spend a lot of money for it, and it would be perfect. No knots, no wormholes. That's not what we have. Our flooring, we've got it everywhere, except in a couple of places where we have ceramic tile. But our floor is 3/4 inch, tongue and groove, white oak with knots in wormholes. And it's like one-fifth at the most of the price of a perfect floor. And when you look at it, it's really cool because we filled in all the knot holes with putty. And it looks great. It's like different colors. It's got some light, some dark, some medium colors. It's got grain. And it looks beautiful. And it's less expensive. And another thing I wanted to mention was tile. So let's say you decide to buy tile. Well, we have ceramic tile in the laundry area and in the bathrooms. Well, typically you would buy 10% more than you need. That way you get the same lot, the same color, the same everything. And because if you go back in a month after you start putting tile down, you know, we need two more pieces, it may not match. So you get it all from the same lot. You check the lot on the box when you buy the tile and you make sure it's the same lot. And you buy about 10% more. So let's say you have four areas that need tile. So you're going to get 10% more for each one. So it's 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10, 40% extra. If you had different tile in each room, like each bathroom is different. Well, why do you do that? Well, because we like the way it looks. That's crazy. So what we did was we bought all the same tile, one kind of tile, one lot, and we bought 10% more than we needed. But it was way less as an overage than it would be if you bought different colors and different tiles. So why do you need different colors and different styles and different types of tile in each room? Why? Makes no sense to me. So ours is all the same. So if you go in the laundry area, that's the same as in the powder room, it's the same as in the bathroom. And we had enough left over that we could build another bathroom if we wanted to. And I'm probably going to do that if we stay here. So that's the way we do things. We look at the big picture, and we all have input. So when we make a decision, pretty much about anything and everything, everybody's involved. So when we painted the studio that I'm in right now, everybody was involved in the color. Everybody. Because it may not be the studio forever. It may be going back to a dining room. So what color should it be? What color should the curtains be? What color lighting should we use? Warm white? Cool white? Soft white? Natural? What should it be? Everybody gets involved. And logic prevails.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It looks like we're not going to be able to connect with Gwyneth for the rest of the broadcast today. Oh, you have her? Okay. Okay, Gwyneth, you're back.
Yes, I'm here, but I'm back in the house, so I apologize for any lack of call quality. Yeah, we got Stingray again. They don't like us talking about these topics, Vincent.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're gonna keep doing it.
Yep.
And we're gonna talk about the degenerates, and we're gonna talk about the things to make your life better. Gwyneth, do you have something you want to talk about, or do you want me to swing into something that I was gonna mention?
Okay. I was just gonna quickly mention about what we're heading into. You know, we were going to spend the whole broadcast, but we had technical issues with the phone. What we're heading into is absolutely apocalyptic. You're going to need that firearm or those firearms, okay? You really need to get them because, a long time ago in the Bible, Jesus talked about these times. And you can go and read it. Go and get a Bible and read it. It's in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. And he said things like this. He said, many shall be offended. That's a big one. And you look around, and everyone's offended at somebody else. He said things like, people will be full of hate. You know, people will betray one another. And the love of the great body of people would grow cold. And, you know, nobody wants to help anyone anymore. I don't want to help people. I hardly want to help people anymore. You know, not compared to what I used to be. I still do want to help people. But, you were saying on another broadcast, you are more selective these days about who to help. And I'm finding that I'm the same. And I think that a lot of the instructors are finding that they're the same, Vincent. This is going to happen for sure. This bombing of this oil facility in Saudi Arabia has done away with a fifth of the world's oil supply, you know? If that refinery processed a fifth of the world's crude oil into petroleum products, and you're going to be aware that even at the peak of the OPEC oil crisis back in the 1970s, the world only lost 5% of supply. And now we're back in that position again, just from the bombing of this one refinery. And, you know, it's like this. It's going to go into tip to tap. There's going to be, you know, Iranian oil refineries bombed. And, you know, it's going to go chaotic from here on in. And I've been using this phrase a lot, blood in the water. And I think that that is, you know, something else is the death of political figures. And I think that it's just going to descend into increasing chaos from now on. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And I'm very concerned about energy. This could be the thing that puts us in the deeper into the depression that we're already in. The numbers, I believe, are lying. The pensions are at risk. Social Security is at risk. Everyone's job is at risk. People are lying. And corporations are not taking responsibility for making defective products. There's nobody to call. And the people are as dumb as can be. I mean, there are people. I met a guy who absolutely despises the president, and he likes the other team. What could be more dumb than that? Really, what could be more dumb than, well, you can see it. These people have green hair, blue hair, orange hair. They've got tattoos up and down everywhere, even on their faces. They're morons. And yet, there's so many of them. There's so many degenerates. There's so many people living risky lifestyles that they're invading us. They're invading our space. And class, you've got to watch The Walking Dead. I was talking with Joey last night. He was able to find 5 seasons of it. He got it for $36. Based on my recommendation that he watch it. And so he's going to watch that too. Class, we're talking about, where does this go? With disease running rampant and people wanting whatever you have because they were too dumb to prepare for, too stupid, too greedy. Going to Disney was more important. Going to the ball games was more important than tomorrow. Well, those people, those that survive, are coming your way. You're going to need to protect yourself. You need to defend yourself. And the next thing people are going to... I'm going to get a lot of comments about this. But when it gets really bad, cannibalism's next. Cannibalism. It's happened before.
Yep.
And you might be dinner.
Yep. Unless you can, you know, stay home and get 23.
Yeah. Get that 22, get that case of ammo, start practicing. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.